Do that to let her upstage me, huh? Something? I see what's going on here. Oh, I'm learning, all right? I'm learning. Oh, that was beautiful, though. But tonight we're just going to continue a little more in the thought that I had this morning with being able to fill yourself with the new man and be able to have a fresh start this year. We're going to be in Ephesians chapter 5 because Paul continues in the book of Ephesians into chapter 5 to keep giving us ways to preserve this new man, to keep living right. And so we'll start in verse number 1. We'll start in verse number 1, chapter number 5 of Ephesians. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness and covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Neither filthiness nor foolishness, talking nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger nor unclean person nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving was acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Rather reprove them, for it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God, and the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Dear Lord, thank you so much for another opportunity tonight to be able to continue with this message and be able to just show the truths that are in this passage here, dear Lord, that we can hold on to and we can take and apply them to our lives and be able to grow in you, dear Lord. I just thank you that you've given your word, your holy word, for us to follow. It's just the perfect guidelines for our lives, that we can have something right here in front of us. Unlike some other countries, dear Lord, we have it right here at our access, dear Lord. Thank you so much for that. I just pray you'd use me tonight, dear Lord. Take me out of the way so you can be seen in me, dear Lord. I just pray that all things would be done in your name. Amen. So, just a brief recap of this morning. To have a fresh start, we need to be after God, because we have nothing good to offer. So, we must be able to realize we need to be after God, and we need to be after the Lord to grow in Him and be able to learn more about Him each and every day. And we allow God to take control in our lives, and He starts to build us up and grow in us and show us what we can be in Him. And we need to be able to not lie. We need to be able to not be angry and not put action to that anger. We need to be able to never give place to the devil. We need to never steal or never not work for those that can't provide for themselves. We need to keep corrupt communication from our mouths. We need to be kind one to another, and we need to be long-suffering. And starting off, we'll just start here in verse number 1 in chapter number 5. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. And here it says, followers of God as dear children. So we know that growing in the Lord, we have to start as infants. We start as infants and grow up into the Lord, learning more about Him each and every time we get another experience with Him. So just like children, we need to be able to be ever depending on our Father to provide for us. We need to be ever dependent on what He has for us, because when we start providing for ourselves, we start to see separation. We start to see God becoming just one part and ourselves and the devil becoming the other part. This is how the devil starts to creep in again. We start to think we can provide for ourselves, and we start to get more and more focused on how we can do the next thing instead of how God's going to do the next thing for us. But here we start to think we can provide for ourselves, but verse number 8 on the concept of children, we are to be the children of light. Walk as the children of light. And when you think about the context that it's in here, the children of light, the light needs to be our example. The light, God, is our Father, and then we follow in the example of the light. We have to obey the commandments of the light, just like we would our earthly parents here. We obey the commandments that the light has given us, and we are able to start growing. We start to walk in the truth. We start to walk in the truth that's been revealed to us by this great light, and obeying the commandments. And we need to be able to shine brightly as the light. Shine brightly to a dark, dark world. Because there are many people out there that are just stuck in the darkness. They've never seen the light. They've never even got a little hint of the light. And they're stuck out there in the darkness. And to be children of the light comes and fills us so that we can shine out into all the world. The light comes into us first, reveals itself unto us, and then the light starts to take hold in our lives and starts to shine out after it becomes a little flame, and then it just grows bigger and bigger. And through this, we see as children, we need to learn, well, to our next point, I'm jumping ahead a little bit, but just like infants, we'll go back to the point of the children here, just like infants, we have to learn to walk. And Paul uses the phrase to walk in love, to walk circumspectly, to walk in the light. God, he uses many times the phrase walk. And we can see here as infants, we have to learn how to walk. So here, Paul gives us some examples of how to start taking our first steps. The first part in verse number 2, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. So when we think about love, we think about all the things that love is. 1 Corinthians chapter number 13 says, love is love, charity, they use the word there, but it means love. Charity suffereth long and is kind. It's not puffed up, it thinketh no evil. Love doesn't think about itself first. Love is always thinking about the other person. Love is always thinking about how they can help the other person. Love doesn't promote itself. When you think about love in your own life, when you think about your spouse or anyone else, they're always going to be, their needs should always be put first before yours. And you just think about how love thinks no evil. When we are put into the family of God, God has given us an amazing love, an unending love that never thinks evil because He is God. But we just see that we need to be able to take this, the example Christ has given us, the love that He has shown us, and be able to just bounce it right back off of us. Be able to show other people the exact same love that He has shown us. And back to verse number 8, to walk as children of light, we must know the truth to be able to walk first as children of light. We must first realize the truth that God is the one and only God, the only one that can help us, the only one that can save us, the only one that is going to be there for us when times get hard. And the only one that can save this lost generation. God is the truth that we must know. And next, to walk circumspectly. That word circumspectly means direct, accurately. We must follow God's commandments as accurately as He will allow us to. As soon as we read the Bible and know His commandments, put them into action. As soon as you read a new commandment, and we already know, most of us know the Ten Commandments, or at least most of them, and it's that simple to be able to put them into action in our lives and to be able to follow them. That is how we will be able to start growing. God will take care of everything if we just put our trust in Him. All we have to do is start walking in the way that God would have us to walk, little bit by little bit, and God keeps us going on, one step at a time. Just like infants, God will keep us going one step to the next. One step to the next, He will keep us growing in Him. And God will allow us to be wise men, knowing that we don't know anything. We don't know everything at all. When you think about that, to be spiritually wise is to know that God is the all-knowing, all-creating being. Knowing that God has all power and we have none. That is to be wise, to be able to know that we are nothing in the sight of an almighty God. But our goal should to be filled with the Spirit, should be our goal. In this new year, one thing that we need to focus on is filling ourselves up with the Spirit of the Lord. And constantly being in a heart of praise and worship. In verse number 18, we can see that, and to be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but to be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, and singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. As soon as we start being in that constant state of worship and praise, we'll start to see a happier life. We'll start to see more joy each day when we start just giving the Lord the praise that He deserves all the time. If we would just start giving the Lord all our time and all our thought, then we will start to see so much joy. It's just crazy to think about. We just get so busy. We just get so busy, and we don't have time for anything. We don't have time. We don't even have time for, you know, our family sometimes. And then, like, we'll have our family first, and then we won't even have time for God at the end of the day. You get done your day, and you're like, well, I didn't even read my Bible today. I didn't even get in His Word a little bit. And I know for me, especially, I get so caught up in trying to do other things, trying to do this and do that, I lose sight of what I should be doing in the first place. There needs to be priorities that God is always first. In the morning, to start your day, it's an amazing way to be able to read God's Word and just be able to meditate on it for a little bit each morning and be able to, it just makes your day so much better to be able to have a little bit of God's Word, you know, keeping you going throughout the day, keeping that in the back of your mind all day long. It just helps you so much to be able to keep going, because there's a lot of things that'll get you down when you get out there in the world. There's a lot of things. You start seeing all the different types of people that are out there. And there's some not too good people out there, you know. There's some people that will be quick to put you down. But if you have the Lord in you, you have that joy in you, and they start seeing that, they're going to start taking notice. There's something different. There's something different about this person. They don't always have a down attitude about them. They're always happy for some reason. I think I'm going to try and figure out what's up with that. But it's all about being in that constant state of worship, but also being in the constant state of thanksgiving to the Lord. As soon as we start complaining about something, think about the other side of that. Think about where you came from, how you got in this situation, how the Lord has blessed you along this whole way. When we start to think about the blessings instead of the trials, we start to feel more peace. We start to understand all the things that God has done and how undeserving we are. When you just think about how little you are compared to the almighty, all-creating God. Isn't that just amazing that God even cares about you? Isn't that just amazing that God even wants to know you? That God even gives you a chance to live? Because we're sinful. When you think about it, in heaven, there is no sin. There has never been a sin in heaven. Well, God doesn't allow sin in heaven. He just kicks you out, just like Lucifer. But in heaven, we have to be able to be perfect. And we're not perfect. We're not perfect. And when you think about a holy, righteous God sending his son down for unclean people and putting the weight of every single sin upon him, because just one little sin is all it takes to send us to hell. One little sin. Because God is perfect. God doesn't have any place for sin. God needs us to be able to accept that we are sinful creatures and to be able to just put the trust in him. So to be filled with the Spirit to the point where we can humble ourselves, verse number 21, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. So to be able to be filled with the Spirit enough to the point where you can submit yourself to other people. Because submitting yourself to other people means putting their will before yours. So it takes a lot of getting a lot of pride out, getting a lot of your own wants and desires out of the way before you can actually submit yourself to somebody else. But a submissive mind is the mind God wants us to have. A submissive mind is where God can start to mold us, because if we're stuck in our own ways, God can't do anything with us. If we're stuck in our own ways, God will say, go ahead, do it your own way. If you want to do it your own way, you'll see eventually it's not going to work out for you. But a submissive mind is where we start to see God start moving in. And the more you learn about God, the more you see God move, you start to see, hey, there's something right about this. Things are going a lot better than when I did it my way. Things are going a lot better. I'm starting to see some good results from this. And you start to see results that would have never happened if you just kept going your own way. And you start to have more joy. You start to have more peace. You start to just have a better hope of a future for your life, knowing that God is in control. And it takes away all that anxiety and all that fear of what's going to happen next, you know? God has control of it. When we start putting we start relying on ourselves, we start to get anxious. Oh, what am I going to do about this? What am I going to do about this? Everything is coming together. I don't have all the answers for this stuff. But if you have your trust in God, there's no reason to be anxious. There's no reason to fear about what's going to happen. Because God has all control of him. He's promised time and time again that he'd take care of us. He's promised so many times that just whatever we're going through, he will be there with us. Just like I said before, that how can you imagine the all-knowing God wanting to care about us? And through all this, we start to get rid of our own pride and fill ourselves with his Spirit. We start to see the God of all filling us up, making a new man, renewing our spirit, and we start to see God moving into our lives. And this is what we want for the new year. We want God to take control, not ourselves, and certainly not any other thing taking control of it, but God doing all the work and putting us in his will and in his Spirit, filling us up to the point where it's just overflowing. We just have to tell somebody about him because he's been so good to us. Amen. So just take a minute this new year to think about the Lord, to think about what you can do for him this year, how you can promote him in his kingdom. With every head bowed and every eye closed, I know it was short tonight, but I just need to finish these points I had this morning. And so, Christian, as we're growing in the Lord, you might know the Lord, you might be on a long walk with the Lord that keeps getting sweeter each day, but I think it's a good reminder this new year, we need to have God first. We need to remember God is the all-knowing creator, the all-powerful God, and He cares about us. He cares about me, cares about you. And He wants what's best for us in our lives. So just this new year, make it the resolution to know God, to be filled with Him. Pastor Dennis.